My name is Alexandra Slusher.
Alexandra.
I'm from New York.
And you're from New York.
Okay. I've been a plumber for about a year and a half now.
Suzanne Pearson. I'm from Somerset originally. I've lived in Manchester since 1996. I think I finished college 2006, so...
Right.
5 years.
Paula Howells.
You're
originally Wales, but Essex at the moment.
How long have you been a plumber?
About 5 years.
Beth? Yeah, Girls on Tap.
That's...
With a Z. I live just outside of Brighton.
Brighton. Okay, so presumably you're working in around Brighton.
Yeah, pretty much.
How long have you been a plumber?
For about 5 years.
Nikki Ward.
Nikki Ward. And where are you from, Nikki?
I live at Wharton, which is near Kirkham, which is in near Preston in Lancashire. I went back to college after having a family in 1996.
And?
That's coming up 15 years.
I just don't think I was cut out for female industry. Plumbing, it's like in the pipework, you know, they just, when everything's symmetrical and everything, it just does something to me. It sounds stupid, I know, but I just like working with the pipes and the flux, and you can have a bit of fun, the people that you work with, and it's totally different to working in hairdressing and care home and things like that. It's a different environment.
I thought about it for a very long time, and I made a total career change and a life change when I actually accepted the offer and I started working as a plumber.
Pipes just do something to me, you know, when you look at them and you're finished, it's just, wow.
Oh, well, what happened was is I was actually working as a food manager for 15 years, and I found that I reached my peak of where, you know, how much I can learn and how much I can teach someone. So I actually, by chance, I just happened to be with a friend who went to the electricians union, and the electricians union asked me if I wanted to sign up, and I said no. I said I'm not really interested. Maybe my father was an electrician, and just wasn't something I really wanted to get into. But what happened was they told me that there was also the plumbers union and the carpenters union to apply to on the island as well. So it was pretty interesting. I said plumbers. I said wow. I said that's what we always wanted to do. And how
the manual labour, doing things, being able to see what you've done. Just a challenge, really. Quite satisfying when you can actually help someone with a problem that they can't sort out themselves.
It's nice to achieve a result.
Uh-huh.
It's nice to please people. It's also nice to be paid.
I asked this old boy to teach me the old works of plumbing. You know, where it's a kneel in the pipes and the spring going in, and then you bend the pipe with your leg, with your knee. And, you know, the old lead work where instead of just normal solder on it, I do all the herringbone and all the old patterns that he's taught me.
Wow, so you really are into the artistry of it.
Yeah, it's not, to me, it's not just pipes.
Mm.
You know, you really can do something with this.
Yeah. Yeah, your voice has gone all romantic as you're describing it.
I can't help it. It's just a passion. It's like when you use pipe benders, you know, you get a 90-degree bend and it's off the wall. Mm. But if you do it with your knee, it fits so tight. The bend can be so tight, but it's still just a 90-degree bend.
It's more precision.
Yeah. It's really nice. And then, you know, when you finish, polish the pipe back up and... It's just satisfaction to step back and look at it and smile.
Yes, we have an apprenticeship program, and it's a 5-year program.
Yeah, five years.
After you finish your 5th year, basically you have to get certified for different fields such as welding and medical gas and pipe work, so you can get your license after 7 years. You're able to get your license.
I do work full-time, but I do have the ability of earning a little, you know, doing favours for people, shall we say. I normally do something at the weekend or a little bit after work, which does help with... I tend to swap things as well. That's just like my lad's doing driving lessons. I can swap a bit of plumbing for some driving lessons with him.
But, you know, people feeling quite happy to leave me in their house alone and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess if you were a man or whatever, they would potentially not be that keen to do it.
Yeah, I obviously do get quite a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
I get quite a few men as well, quite a lot of gay men actually. Quite varying really.
A cross section of society.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's just women, but obviously I think I do have more women customers.
One day I was in my father's house and the doorbell rings, and there was this gentleman standing at the door who actually worked for a TV show called Third Watch, and he was very interested in the way the house looked, and he wanted to know if it was possible if he could speak to my father to do a film, like a film shoot at the actual house. So when it was my father's favorite TV show, he was ecstatic, and he said yes, he would love to do that, but what happened was he had to go to Florida to visit my grandmother, who wasn't going to be home the week that they were shooting. So to make a long story short, there were a lot of people working for this film crew, and two of them were an electrician and a plumber, and both of them were women. Mm. And I actually got talking to the female plumber, and I said, how do you get into this, you know, type of business? She said it was relatively easy, but that was actually for the city, and it wasn't as easy as she described, being that the waiting list was, like, in the years mark, like about 2 years, 3 years. So I really didn't, you know, I kind of lost interest in trying to, you know, get motivated how to go about doing that, so I gave up. But then when I came out here and I applied for the Plumbers Union, after a month I got a call to come in and do my interview. And after I did my interview, a month later I got the acceptance letter in the mail.
Wow.
And it does take a lot out of somebody to really want to commit that much into it. It's just you have to have a passion to work with your hands and be able to learn and teach at the same time.
So I went to college. Best thing I did.
You've just not looked back and never regretted it.
No, I went self-employed as soon as I got my qualifications, and I had a thriving business down in Wales, absolutely thriving.
After I did my training, I never really worked with anyone who's experienced, so I kind of just went at it on my own, and I think consequently I do find that I come across problems that potentially if I'd worked with someone else, then I might have found them before or encountered them before, but
or maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not. So I don't know. Quite nice to hear that actually. That I'm a not alone in that sense.
I absolutely love it. I always wanted to do it, but I had to put it on hold because I was very young, having my children. So I put it on hold for many years, but it was always nagging in the back of my mind. So as soon as my youngest one was 16, that was it.
But you waited 15, till the oldest 15. Was 16.
15.
15, wow.
Yeah.
You really
it meant not being able to work and concentrating on college and then working part-time evenings. So I waited until they were old enough. And then I told, you know, I always brought the kids up with dreams, ambitions, goals. And I remember saying to them, you know, these are the choices. One, I don't work full-time and I go to college and I fulfill my dream. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to have as much money. Mm. Or two, I keep working and I wait. And they turned around and said, no, you've encouraged us to live our dream, Mum. They said, just go and live yours. Do it.
That's lovely. That's brilliant.
So that's why I did. And you had the blessing and no luck.
Your day job is also involved in the same industry, isn't it?
It's in the gas industry, yes.
And just for people who are listening to this download, what kind of thing is it that you're doing within that?
A lot of housing associations have been given money by government to do what they call the Decent Homes Programme.
Mm-hmm.
And it involves me overseeing contractors, working within the gas industry regulations, overseeing what they do, making sure the work's up to a standard, making sure that they adhere to the gas regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And it also it also helps with prevention of accidents, because when you've got a really good methodical way of controlling how people work, making safe working practices, it stops, but it also makes people be aware of the gas regulations as well.
Well, we do the basically we do the mechanical plumbing of it. It's mostly on a construction site. We build the plumbing fixtures from the ground up. And I actually got an experience this past winter, a couple months ago. I was working doing the underground for an extension to a hospital building, and that was pretty interesting. It was very, it was a lot of hard work, I have to tell you. But it was just like being, you know, working side by side with my foreman and being to learn, you know, being getting the chance to learn how to actually do it. It was pretty exciting. But we also do like a lot of soldering, and so we actually do installations of toilets, bathtubs, showers, etc., and sinks and things like that. So that's like the closest we came to actually residential. But there might actually come, you know, a point in the future where I might have to do it. So it'll help me understand, you know, how the plumbing actually works when you're working from the ground up.
I think that's the kind of nature of plumbing. I think, well, certainly how I found it, that you think everything's going to be quite straightforward, etc., and, you know, you then find out that it's not quite as straightforward as you think, and it seems to take a lot longer, or you have to end up going back again because, I don't know, something started leaking again, or, you know, whatever. I find it sometimes, it's not always as simple as it seems, let's just put it that way.
So what I did was, once I got my qualification, I set up my own business, I asked this old boy to teach me the old works of plumbing. You know, it's a kneel in the pipes and the spring going in, and then you bend the pipe with your leg, with your knee. And, you know, the old lead work where instead of just normal solder on it, I do all the herringbone and all the old patterns that he's taught me.
They do tend to say they feel a bit more comfortable with me in their house, to be honest. Do their shopping and walk their dog or whatever, and they'll just leave me there.
I mean, people have taken a shower while Hottie's been in the house doing work before now.
Yeah. I have had ladies breastfeeding last time.
Yeah.
It's amazing just how much you pick up as well, because being a female, people do tend to chat to you a bit more. I do feel that, especially the older lady, the single widower does prefer a lady in the house when it comes to doing anything work-wise. They can sit, they can chat to you as part of their extended family.
Yep.
Without being patronising, but that's how it comes across, and it's been like that since I was in this business.
Oh, don't take this wrong. I don't think a man's so meticulous to detail.
Uh-huh.
It's a case of pull the offset, whap it in, job done. But I like everything to be symmetrical, because if it annoys me, it's going to annoy the customer.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I like everything centre to centre, 100 mils, all offsets, passovers, everything, you know, matching, everything's the same, positioned exactly right. Cleared up after yourself and things, and I think those are the details that people like, that I find, not putting men down, I just think they go in, do the job and get out.
I mean, I am an uber perfectionist. Like, I don't like to leave anything unless it's, you know, exactly as I would like it to be left in my own house.
Right.
But I probably don't get the impression that, you know, blokes are particularly like that. I mean, also, I guess they don't necessarily know that about me, but I think probably women would tend to be more careful and want to tidy up after themselves, whereas, you know, I don't necessarily think the blokes would.
But personally, I would love to, after I finish my apprenticeship, I would love to do residential and help people and do plumbing aspects in their house. I love to do soldering. That's my favorite part of plumbing. I love soldering the best. I think that it's because you have so many tools in your hands at once that it's, you know, it takes a finesse and it takes a style and it takes an art, you know, to complete the job. And, you know, especially once you test your pipe work after you're done and then you find out there's no leaks, then it's like, hallelujah.
If something needs doing, I like to do it properly so it lasts. It's not botch it together, it's do it properly.
Sometimes you're a little bit of a social worker and a little bit of a care worker as well.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's a great ambassador for our profession. But if most of us do have that extra 5 minutes.
Yeah, and
that we don't stick on our bill. I couldn't go home thinking, I wonder if I've done this or that. I've been known to get out of bed and go and check something. Just by my own personal... It's already safe, and I know it is, but I just need to know. But a quick phone call or a quick visit, I know it was safe because I wouldn't leave anything unsafe. It's just that clarification.
Just to be certain.
It's that extra... I think it's going that extra mile.
And I thought, I want to make something different. So I actually made a little statue of a man. And then I went to the metal workshop there and I asked them to make me a box. And that was the suggestion box from then on. It just looked like, you know, the statue of the saint. It was just like that, but he was holding a box. He was about 5 foot tall.
Oh, he's a big man.
Yeah. You know, we were all asked to produce something for a bit of a project, and that's what I bought in.
Well, there's a story of when I was doing a day job, and I knocked on the door, and there was an elder lady on the floor, and she was blind. She was 92, and she'd been there for some hours. And I was allowed, I was able to alert the Housing Association of a plight, because the door was locked, so we couldn't gain access.
Oh, right.
So we got the joiners, the police round, and also the paramedics round within, I'd say, 20 minutes.
Brilliant.
And we got the lady up off the floor. She said it didn't need to go to hospital. She just needed to visit the bathroom.
Oh, bless her.
Plonked her down, made her a cup of tea, and she told us to go.
Oh, wow.
With a thank you.
Yeah.
So I was able to go home that night thinking that maybe I'd done something good in the world.
Sent portfolios out and applied for jobs and kept getting knockbacks all the time. So I applied for jobs through the job centre, not stating Miss, Mrs. or anything,
right,
just
yeah.
My first initial surname. And they actually witnessed that they were keen, they wanted to give me an interview, but as soon as they found out I was a woman, the answer was no. They didn't think I had the capability to carry a bath on my own and things like that. And then they were making excuses of they didn't have separate changing facilities. Mm. They didn't have separate toilets. And I said, well, look, let's face it. I know you're meant to have portaloos on site, but 9 times out of 10 you don't.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and doing plumbing, I said, first fix, there's not a toilet anyhow.
No.
I said, not for any trade.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and if you haven't got a toilet there, I said, I'm just the same as them.
Yeah.
If I need to go, I need to go. And if I can't hold it, I go in the hedge.
Yes.
Also, when you're working with different types of people, everyone has a different personality. And then some feel that, you know, when you commit to a job and you're committed and you really want to go in there and you're gung-ho about it, it kind of rubs off on other people, and you have to teach them to, you know, try and be like you. Everyone should be a leader.
I think for a woman in a still very much a male-dominating industry,
mm.
We really do have more. We really do have to try and prove ourselves more than the men. A woman wouldn't go into the job light-hearted, and this is what I think they need to start looking at. You know, a woman goes into it because she has a passion for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, to work with the copper pipes and the speed fit and everything, to me, it's an absolute privilege. I love it.
I think there is the work out there, but I obviously don't actively seek it. I have the website and, you know, people phone me and I do a lot of jobs for friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
I think I quite like the fact that I don't have to stress about it and getting the extra money.
Would you encourage other people to go into plumbing?
I would do, yeah. It's not the easiest thing to get into.
No.
Not at all. It's quite a struggle, but I'd definitely recommend it.
It's worth it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've been an administrator for years, so it's much better for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, the level of satisfaction.
Yeah, definitely. A job for a job rather than just for money.
But it's, you know, at the end of the day, the smell of the copper on your hands, and I just love it. It's not just pound signs.
There's
not, it's not about pound signs for me.